I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. We on that energy, God, we need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. We on that energy, God, we need that energy.
Yo! It's the Big Three Roll Up. It's Same Energy Sunday, and it's your Uncle Silk.
This Kev.
And Newberg. How y'all boys feeling?
Hey, man, how you gonna take my how y'all boys feeling, bro?
I'm just trying to get it deflected off of me to go to you first.
I'm feeling like a motherfucking bullfighter, dog. I'm a little down because my man Franks is out for the season, man. So it's gonna take me up. I probably process all that tomorrow, dog. So shout out to OVO. Get healthy. You know what I'm saying? Get better. See you back next year. But on another note, shout out to the motherfucking Kyle Trask. And the Trask Hive is alive. The Trask Hive, I love it. Is fucking alive. Yo. The two-star gunslinger from Texas.
I love it.
Came in down 21-10 and led them niggas. He led them, Kev.
Dog.
Bro, they are going to find these tweets. So how many times did you tweet, Trask will never be my quarterback? Not my quarterback.
I don't know if I said that, bro.
It's funny how things work out, don't they? It's funny how things work out, don't they?
Hey, man, nobody knew that Felipe Franks is going to break his ankle, bro. Like, it's not like he won a job, dog. But now that now that my coach has kept a guy from not transferring and seeking other opportunities, and he's, you know what I'm saying, he got guys he developed that could come in and make a comeback win like this. Hell yeah, man. Shout out to the Florida Gators for holding on to that rope and getting a win, baby. No, everybody ain't get a win tonight.
No, he was the gunslinger, dog, that they promised me. He was the gunslinger that I was promised.
Yeah, how you feeling?
Hey, man, it's Same Energy Sunday, dog. I'm one and motherfucking old, dog. I just got out of the Gatorade bath. I'm chilling.
One and oh this week.
Same Energy Sunday. We do like overview of the season and shit on the show, dog. But this is Same Energy Sunday, dog. This is a week to week thing. I'm 1-0.
Oh, okay. I feel you.
Hey, let's dial up these callers.
Berg, how you feeling, goddamn?
How you just gonna, Berg? Come on, baby.
I predicted a 6-point win for Virginia. It was a little bit lower scoring than I had thought, but I felt like Florida State really melted down. I thought there was some improved play in the first quarter. Second quarter, I thought they were still playing hard. And I think they just melted down again in the second half. They didn't come through when it was in the crucial time on offense or on defense, certainly not on defense. And it's just kind of a little bit more of the same.
Berg,
they almost pulled it out, though.
Did you think Willie was going to get saved by another missed extra point?
It felt that way.
You thought it did.
Time on the clock.
Yeah, but hey, let's take some callers, man.
That was a good loss, Berg. I hear it in your voice. He's happy about that loss.
That's probably Willie's best loss.
It's funny you guys say that because when we were on the Knowles 24/7 pod, Chris Need tried to slip it in that they needed to play a better game, even if it was a loss. And I stopped him and I interrupted.
Man, that was a hell of a game, but we got problems. But like that is one of my favorite wins in the last maybe 10 years, just because we lose that game 10 times out of 10 with the previous
team.
We lost it last. Like there was a point it was literally 21-10 midway through the third, and we missed the kick. I was like, holy shit, this is exact same thing as last year. We get a chance to make amends. But I mean, shit, Dan called a shitty game from every single level, time management, personnel decisions, but somehow that Stoops just went full dumbass.
Hey, I agree. There's a lot I didn't agree with, and a lot I didn't like tonight. I think we should have just abandoned the run, to be honest with you, kind of like Kentucky did early in the game to open up their run. I think we should have abandoned it and just abused that secondary. That secondary was suspect. And I think Dan played a little close to the vest at first, and And I just didn't like the play calling, man. Like, it just wasn't there. Was no rhythm to it. Like you said, the personnel was off. Like, it was
so
a lot.
It's so weird. Like, when Frank's got hurt, it seemed like we started doing what we should have been doing from the get-go. Like, I get it. We were down 11. It was halfway through the third, and I knew they'd come out throwing because Kentucky would just bet on, all right, Trask is going to hand the ball off, so they had to throw to open the run. But they were wide open the entire game.
They were wide open.
Touch on balls.
Yeah.
And, like, this goes back, like, and this just has me thinking, what if we went, I don't want to do the what ifs and all that, but what if we went air raid from the beginning? Like, is Frank's blow the doors off?
I mean, everything's going to change. I mean, once this film out on Cal, and I think Tennessee game, we'll run, you know what I'm saying? We'll handle Tennessee. But once we get into more SEC play, we're playing LSU and Georgia, and there's more film out on Cal, I don't think it's going to be that sweet, man. And right now,
I think we
got to
worry about Auburn now.
Like, I don't see us beating. Yeah, I mean, Auburn's a problem for us, too. Auburn, LSU.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. We're going to get on a bunch tonight. We got to run.
Hey, Bird, thanks for fucking up.
Yeah. Not enough time on the clock, just like Florida State. You came up short.
Hey, man, winners like to hang out, Bird. We got any Seminoles?
Well, I want to get more winners on, just not one hangout session. Let's go.
Okay. Let's get them all on, bro.
Get them all on.
Let's get the losers on, too.
Is it just me, or I know what you said, Silk, there's not a lot of film, and I agree with that. That was going to be one of my points moving forward. But did Trask look more efficient than Franks to you?
Hello?
No, I don't think Franks made the one goofy-ass throw in the beginning that I absolutely hated. But outside of that, man, it was just our offensive line what hindered the whole offense. We couldn't run block. That's what caused the fumble. He got hit from the blind side. I just think the offensive line was most of the issue. What's going on, baby? Just roll up.
Talk to us.
Yo, I've heard I have a replacement here producing for this thing.
Yeah, TJ's too drunk tonight.
Has anybody fired the coach yet, or am I the first one to do it?
Is this fucking TJ?
Is this TJ?
Yeah.
Bitch, why are you producing?
Hang up on him, Berg.
I got to talk to TJ. You were at the game, right?
I was there. There was big racist energy in the stands. It was great.
Jesus, what are you talking about? Tell us about that final play call, TJ. Where were you sitting? Was that coming towards you?
Yeah, I was in the end zone on the left-hand side, like if you're looking at the end zone, and I mean, I saw the pass down to five.
Did you think Baylor was going to skate by with another missed extra point win?
No, I thought we'd go to overtime and lose, at best case scenario. I mean, what did we get, one stop in the second half? I mean, we stopped them one time in the second half, and it was because of penalties.
Right.
You know, like, we just weren't good. The defense was terrible again. So, no, I didn't think that was
it. This is like sober, TJ. This is so boring. All right, TJ, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later, bro.
I hung up on him, too.
We're going to hang up with friends, Bulls fans, all that shit.
Trask looked more confident with where he wanted to go with the ball. He was throwing ropes. He just looked like he was, I don't know, better version of Felipe Franks. Looked like what you wanted Felipe Franks to look like.
Oh, you sound like the motherfucking Trask Hive, dog. He's better than Felipe Franks, bro.
He's better. He's not. I don't know what football you're watching. I didn't say he's better.
He's
more efficient if you look at stats. I mean, he just got lucky a lot. Picks got dropped, but I don't think he played any better. I mean, Franks was. They had like two incompletions at one point. I think.
Hello?
Like, the goofy ass throw he threw in the end zone.
Same energy
terrible.
Sunday.
What's going on?
Hello.
Tell us about
it. Hey, man, what the hell going on, man?
Hey, how are you?
Who is this?
Heather?
Heather.
What's going on,
Energy Sunday?
Oh, my God, it's Heather.
Who are you cheering for tonight?
I was cheering for Florida State.
How'd that go?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, shit.
Were you at home? You at the game? Where are you calling from?
No, I went to Battery Park up here in Atlanta. It's right around SunTrust Park where the Braves play.
Mm. So, are you still on the Willie Taggart bus, or are you off yet?
You know, it's hard to say. I love Willie as a person. I love that he loves Florida State as a fan. Damn, and I really, really, I'm really, 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 really rooting for him. And I
feel
like...
Go ahead and fire his ass, Heather. You want to fire his ass. Go ahead and do it.
No, because I will say this. The reason I would not fire him yet is he has actually hired coaches to try to improve the positional players.
But didn't he hire coaches originally?
I can do that, too.
So, you know, but he wasn't afraid to change it up even after the first year.
Okay, Heather, so
how many more changes?
Okay, yeah, Heather, how many more changes do you give him? How many more changes do you give him before it's on him?
Well, my thing is he brought in Kendall Briles, which I thought was a really good hire. I do still think it is. The problem is if you're going to run a tempo offense, you have to know that your defense has to be conditioned to handle that.
Mm.
And our defense is not conditioned to handle that, in my opinion, yet. I think that what's interesting to me is he brings in Jim Leavitt as an analyst. And
big results tonight, huh?
Big results. I can't say for sure if tonight's defensive product on the field was because of Jim Leavitt. But it's hard to not think that because the defense actually played quite well.
They played a good half. They played a good half. They played a good first half.
They did.
A really good
But what I will say is when you look at the clock management, UVA had 40 minutes time of possession. We had 20 minutes time of possession.
Right.
So when your offense is only on the field half of the time compared to the other team, your defense is going to get gassed fairly quickly. So the fact that UVA held the ball twice as long as we did, you know, I can only hold the defense accountable for so much of that. But what I will say is that in the fourth quarter, when it mattered, our defense got 4 personal foul calls. And that's just something you can't do. If you want to win ball games, you cannot make stupid penalties. And when you are up 24-17 going into the fourth quarter, 6 minutes left, you cannot have 4 personal foul calls against you. That's just inexcusable, in my opinion.
I agree, Heather. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We got a lot of callers that want to get in, but you made some very valid points. And we appreciate you listening to the Big Three Roll-Up.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for having me.
Go Noles.
Thanks for hanging out, Heather. Go do some loser shit.
Yeah, but if you got to start it by, I really like him as a person, bro, just say I want to fire him, dog.
Yeah. What does the guy do with shit?
I think you can say that.
I got nothing to do with that.
No, you can't, bro.
Like, what does that matter? Like, who cares? I like him as a person.
I think that's, you can say that.
You can say that.
You cannot say I like him as a person.
But no one ever says I like him as a person. Let's not lie.
Nope. Like, what does that even mean?
Nobody said that about
Elton.
He's not black, so they ain't have to give a courtesy compliment and shit. That's what it is. I like him as a person. Is like, hold on 1 second. I like him as a person. Is like a compliment, like a black compliment, real quick. Like, I'm about to fire his ass, and it's not because he's black. That's what
it's like. What do you think of her? Means. Oh, she's nice. Like,
yeah. What's up? What's going on? It's a roll up.
Hi. Hello. Dude, I thought you guys were taping in the morning. I was like, don't call too early. I'm going to be hungover.
No, we like to get drunk.
Who are you rooting for?
Go Gators.
Go Gators, baby.
Oh, my God. It's Jen.
What's going on, Jen?
Were you screaming at the end, Jen?
God, dude, I woke my 3-year-old up. Let me miss that field goal.
Hey, you still think 8-4? Or who are you thinking now?
I know, dude, that was my bad. I know, it was fucked up. Shouldn't have tweeted that, but, you know, I was going to delete it. I'm like, you know what? No, I deserve the backlash for this, so.
Well, we'll see.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, if we don't get our running game going, like, we're not going to be LSU in Georgia. So it is a problem, so, and we need to figure that out. My
is
heart
the backs
goes out
of the line, in your guys' opinion? The backs of the
line.
Oh, I think it's the line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How you feel about Trask? How you feel about Trask going forward?
Dude, I mean, he played phenomenal.
I think so.
He had a great game. It looked like he'd been playing the whole game. It was great. I mean,
So, came on, kick it. Hey, welcome to the Trash Hive, man. We hanging out, man. Shout out to Hot Sauce Hammond. Hot Sauce Hammond got up out of there on
boy
the ass, Jen.
Oh my God, no! But Trask and Van Jefferson were just connecting great, and yeah. So, hey, a win's a win.
A win's a win. We're 3-0, and these losers are 1-2.
All right, Jen, we appreciate you calling. We're gonna get to some more. Thank you. Have a great one.
Thanks, TJ. Bye.
That ain't TJ, bro. It is same energy Sunday, bro. We go week to week on this show. Yeah, I'm 1-0, dog. We scored 60 today. Boy,
I've never heard the 1-0 talk on same energy Sunday.
Cam just made some new shit, bro.
Hey, we do this shit week to week. Same energy Sunday, bro. The same energy you had all week, Sunday.
No, bro.
You had a whole different energy earlier this week, Kev. A whole different.
No, dog. Sunday starts the week, Berg. Get a fucking calendar, bro.
Yeah, we taped
so it. What are the five wins? Hold on one second. What are the five wins on Florida State's schedule now?
Let me pull it up. Let's take another caller. I'm going to pull it up. We'll talk about it between the next call.
We'll just talk about it while the caller's on. I like this. Yeah. I like this energy. Hey, hold on for a second. Shut up. We're talking.
folks and stuff. All right, so they go.
Okay. Yo, same as your Sunday.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? D-Rob,
what up? How you feeling,
Rob,
baby?
What's going on, baby?
Man, I'm good, man. You know,
got the big upset
straight
today?
No. Nah, hey, for real, man. I'm just glad, man, he got a W, man. It's just a star. I mean, it's only BCC. I mean, I ain't getting too crunk or too wild. We supposed to win this game. You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
Hey, we got that win.
You had to get the monkey off our back, dog. Now
yeah,
we're going.
Get the monkey off our back. They got a little win, so, you know, everything straight. But for real, all trolling aside, hey, shout out to Franks, man, for real. Like, I know I troll the kid, but, man, you do not want to see something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, that was rude. I'm glad they didn't replay that, man. That was nasty.
Yeah, it was nasty, man. He'll be fine, bro. Recover, be back next year. I mean, one thing we know, he'll be back next year. You know what I'm saying? So, and just ensures your quarterback room has some stability there and whatnot. So it'd be interesting to see what happens next offseason. But yeah, bro, that shit sucks for him. You know what I'm saying? He was expecting a big year and big things, dog. And it ends early like this with a out for the season type shit, bro. That shit sucks. But shout out to Trask. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Trask.
That's some sad
what?
News. Shout out to Trask.
Trask did his thing. Like, you know, and them people had no film on them, so they really didn't know what to expect. And
change as far as I think we were down 11 and Mullen was just like, okay, like fuck it. And we got a little bit loose and just started gunning that shit out and abandoned the run at the end. But I mean, that shit was fool when Franks was playing. I didn't know why we went airing that shit out. That secondary was terrible. Like getting what we wanted to on when we did pass. The only thing that was fucking us up was the line, dog. Other than that, man. We can do what we want on that secondary, but we got some shit to fix. Shout out to Sean Davis, too. Sean Davis is a real one. For sure.
I watched the Miami game. Did Tate Martell
score?
He may be
MVP of the game.
Nah, Tate ain't do nothing. Tate got in there played, man, but, like, he ain't do nothing. You know?
The promises ran out, Berg. The promises ran out, bro.
Promise season's over.
It's all IG models and fucking beats for him now, dog.
Promise season is over, cuz.
Hey, Pope had a coming out party, man. Pope did his thing. I'm glad he okay. He ain't tear nothing, and he might miss a game or two.
Oh, he injured?
I heard he's in a boot.
Yeah. He was in a boot because his ankle and his foot. So, he might be cautious.
He's not injured. He's probably hurt. He's not injured.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but
how you feeling about
man,
Willie, the Willie Pussy Poppers, bro?
My question is, hey, what level was supposed to do? Because them boys, hey, man, it's wash, rinse, and repeat, man. Them boys had to lead at halftime and then blew it.
So Levitt, blew it. All the difference between me and Levitt now, he gets free polos in all 11 film, dog. That's we both still do the same amount. 15.
Oh, what? Like,
all 22 film.
I'm glad FSU lost, but I feel sorry for the fans, man. Like, they got to, it's like, no, after halftime, it's like, it's an automatic, they automatic deserve this L, shit. Man.
Hey, don't feel bad for us.
I wouldn't want this on anybody else but them.
Went down to the last possession, almost got the upset. Don't feel bad for us.
I imagine Virginia being upset.
It's y'all time, man, because we were cool with Golden.
Five opponent. We almost went through
it with Golden. UF went through it with, you know, Mac/McElwain, so now y'all got to go through it with Willis, so hey.
Appreciate you, D-Rob.
Hey, D-Rob, don't worry. They like him as a person, bro. They ain't going to
have a good night.
Hey, D-Rob. Hey, hold your chest high, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't feel too proud because you beat the shit out of a black school, bro. You shouldn't be proud of that. But y'all got to win. You know what I'm saying?
I had to give my money to the Classic this year just to make up for it.
All right, let's see if we got five wins here. Florida State plays Louisville at home next week.
That's a lot.
I got to win. I think they win that one.
You think they win that one?
I got them winning one of the next two, which is Louisville and NC State. So they're winning one of the next two.
Yeah, y'all not beating NC State.
All right, okay, they're winning one of the next two. They're winning
all
one.
Right, I give you that.
Then they
all
have right, a bye, and then they play Clemson. So
they might lose the bye.
We still got one game. They go on the road to Wake. I'm not giving them that. I'm not giving them that. They play Syracuse at home. I'm going to give them two wins right now. They play Miami at home. They play Miami at home. What do you think, Silk?
I don't know, bro. It's hard to gauge either team right now because I still don't know who Miami right, is. They play Bethune.
Let's give them the win. Then they
give
play
the win.
We're gonna give FSU the win.
No, we're not.
I don't know if we do that.
No, we're not. We're not doing
I'm not
that.
Willing to do that right now.
Berg, you're not doing that.
I'm not willing to do that.
Okay, I can't do that. You're right. I can't do that.
Berg thought he was going to slip that in there and just keep going.
Then they go on the... I did. Then they go on the road to Boston College. I think that's a win.
Boston College looks terrible, dog.
They do look terrible, but it's on the road in November. Then they got Alabama State, so that's a win. And then they got a bye, and they're at Florida. So,
hey, what the hell going on with DJ Matthews?
No, we got three wins, dog. That's how much we just counted. And you added some that wasn't.
Yeah, I got like 3.5 wins for sure.
No, hey, Berg's playing space. He got 3 and a P, dog.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, Bucko. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Willie's not going to make a bowl game. Y'all think, like, you think, oh, six wins, be that. He's going to be back.
You think if he doesn't win a bowl game, he's back?
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, that'd be a long offseason.
Berg.
Oh, you got dead man walking like that.
Hey, we might as well hit post up. Let me give you post number. Let me see. I think post trying to get on here.
Yeah, hey, we need a couple of calls.
When I saw the Florida shit, I'll tell you what. I hate targeting, bro. Like, I get that you need it. But targeting, bro. All three of those targeting calls in the Florida game were bullshit, in my opinion.
It's just weird. Like, the one on Kentucky.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, yep. Cuz? A lot of winter shit going
what's
on.
What's up?
Popping champagne.
Yeah.
Big Kush.
I've been waiting, man. Hey, first and foremost, this is JC from Orlando. Love you guys. Been listening to you guys since 2016.
Dope.
Just want to get out the way.
Wow. Awesome.
UF fan through and through. Gotta get some shit off my chest, man.
Go ahead.
Whole Brian Greasy and Kirk Herbstreit bullshit. What the hell is going on with them against Florida teams? They must hate us. I saw TJ, I don't know if it was TJ or who else was that was talking on Twitter, talking about, no, it was Dan, who was talking about how they're always downing us and talking bad about Felipe. What the hell is going on with this guy? I just want to say I'm excited.
I thought it was cheap, man. He went down for the season pretty much, you know what I'm saying? And they were talking about his off-the-field troubles. Like, he don't have any off-the-field troubles. Like, Franks haven't been in any trouble. hasn't been disciplined for anything. So for they call it off the field troubles. I think a lot of these commentators aren't educated to what's going on. They're guessing a lot just from kind of breezing through information, but they really don't know what's going on at each of these programs like we do, bro. And I think it was irresponsible for them to say he had off the field troubles after the injury. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was tacky to me. And they don't have no off the field troubles.
But still, that's what I understand. I mean, you're ESPN. You have an SEC network that feeds you information, and you come out with that BS. I mean,
ESPN's been doing this shit for years, bro.
Do you think maybe
when Sean Taylor got shot in his house, bro? Colin Cowherd, Mike Wilbon went on their shows and said that he had it coming and all this shit. So they've been doing this shit for years, bro. This shit ain't new for ESPN.
Yeah, a lot of tacky shit, man.
You think he was maybe talking about the stuff with Frank's, not off the field, but like it was between plays. Do you think maybe he misspoke and meant, you know, when he was talking about like Frank's talking trash to the crowd and to the camera and like all that kind of stuff? Do you think he misspoke
on the UM game?
I'm just trying to think of what Brian Griese would be referring to.
I mean, he could be loose. I just don't think he was educated what he was talking about. If that's what he's talking about, you definitely can't pull that up. If that's what
he misspoke by saying off-field issues. I think that's a bad word. You know, I think he was probably referring to the
bro. Pretend he had off-field issues. When he's out for the season on a car getting carted off, dog, that ain't the time to talk about this shit.
Yeah.
Here's what kind of got me the most is that the entire team rallied around this guy. Say whatever you say about Felipe. I've been following him since he was in Crawfordville when he was coming out. Here's what bothers me about this. This guy is a guy that is not only gets everything for his team, but you haven't heard not one bad thing about this guy since high school. I mean, when, you know, they're kids and you come out on national television and say that, I mean, that's just irresponsible on so many levels.
I've been covering Felipe Franks, since he was a junior in high school. Is probably the first time I spoke to him. I never had any issues with him. Never heard that there were any issues with him off the field or character wise. So yeah, I agree with you. I don't think there's anything to it. I think he just either misspoke or was highly misinformed. I can't imagine why he would just say it, to lie. Or I just got to imagine he's misinformed or misspoke. But I agree with you.
Now, Berg, I just want to ask you a question. When are they going to fire Willie?
I don't know. We're having all types of powers on here giving us different answers.
They're not going to fire him. They like him as a person, bro.
They think he's too nice of a person to fire him. But, hey, we appreciate your call. We got to get more on here tonight. A lot of people want to get on the show.
Man, love you guys, man.
Yep, thank you.
Have a good one, man.
You too. Hold it down, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you, you need like a real, like that Randy Shannon. I liked him as a person, bro, and he was a Kane and all that bullshit. And then you need Virginia to beat you 43-0, dog, at the Orange Bowl, dog. Then you get fired.
We haven't had that yet.
Yeah, Al Golden, bro. You need Clemson to beat you. I mean, Clemson's gonna give it to you. We gotta see if they pull the trigger or not. They're gonna give you that 60-point loss.
Yeah, they are. So you guys agree?
Yeah.
Do we have one?
Yeah, what it is.
What's going on, man?
Man, you shit.
This post, what's going on, post for Florida State? Y'all, this is the best. I think this is the best L under the Willie Taggart regime.
It's what's up, guys? Feeling good loss?
Yeah.
That's a good loss. That's a quality loss.
Yeah, it's a good loss. I mean, shit. We got a lot to build on from that one.
This is you think it's your best loss since the Miami loss last year when you were up 20?
Yeah, it's the best loss. It's the best loss under the Willie Taggart regime for sure. We some shit. Hey, listen, man. We was up. When we was up 23-24, we had the ball a minute and 8 seconds, man. What is Browns doing? Why are we going hurry up and we up?
Man. That's what you asked for.
And then 2-point conversion, man. The quarterback looked like he played NFL Street. We can't sack a bitch, man. This is wild. I don't know, man. It's plenty of blame to go around, man. We gave up 21 points in the fourth quarter. Every touchdown drive was 75 yards. So, and Blackman, man, 5-6-1 all day, but Jesus Christ.
Check in.
He missed the wide open. Check in. Home run ball.
You call for Horny
Boy? I don't know. But the thing, I ain't going that far, now.
What about Jordan Travis?
But, he from 5-6-1. You can throw him in. Just don't throw nobody from Duval in. The thing is, man, even when he overthrew Terry, it was a minute and 20 seconds left on the clock when he overthrew him. I'm not sure that we would have stopped them if they got the ball back. Shit, they showed they could drive the field on us in the fourth quarter. You can't give up 21 in the fourth.
That's insane.
It's bad, man.
I mean, it's you guys are losing the same way every single week. It's second half just meltdown.
Man, we gave up 21 in the fourth, man, and every drive was 75 yards. That's crazy.
What's the answer for the rest of the season? What do you want to see done? What changes? What can be fixed? What do you think?
What did you lie about the most, Post?
What did I lie about? I didn't lie at all. I mean, I've been slandering Willie since the beginning.
You let up on him, dog, and that's when shit went down.
I tried to have some faith, but man, shit, I should have just stuck to my guns.
All right, like so both, before I let you go, what are the fixes you want to see made?
We got to shelf the football only facility and use that money to get this buyout going.
All right, so if we get white numbers, everything's fine. That's what I heard.
Shit. White numbers can't fix this. Old logo can't fix this. Man, this shit is a wrap.
All right, Post. Have a good one, man.
All right, hold down, Post.
That was a sad-ass call.
Yeah, Post was all about firing Willie. Then he got some faith over the summer. And then would it let his ass down again, dog? I know he had some faith for this game, too. He was like, damn, we might pull this shit off. Get the big upset. Change this thing around. Then, nope. 21 points in the fourth. You heard the man, Post. Damn shame. What will he do to y'all? Build y'all up. Just tear you down.
Say it's great to be a Florida Gator.
That was awesome. Let's get into some gangster shit, man.
A Florida Gator. Hell yeah, man. Great night tonight. Yeah, man, I pretty much knew as soon as, like, it just set out so perfectly because, you know, Nearing Ball passed away this week and Trask was wearing number 11. For him to come in like that and just, you know,
kind of lead us to victory, it was damn, bro, was you got poetic awesome. On it right there, bro. I ain't realized none of that shit.
Yeah, man, it was an awesome experience to watch that. I was about ready to have a heart attack at halftime, but after half, it was looking good. I mean,
now my heart attack was more like third quarter because I thought we would adjust a little better and change something up out the half. And I mean, we were throwing the ball and shit and like moving the ball, but we couldn't execute in the red zone. We really weren't stopping them with our defense. So I was still kind of like, what the fuck is going on with them? Sean Davis kept us in the game. And the reason Trask is going to get a lot of hype for this, man, but. Shout out to Sean Davis, man. You know what I'm saying? He had a coming out party in SEC play, bro.
Yeah, it was just, I think it was overall good team win, man. It's another win that we'd have probably folded. Like, well, we did fold to him last year. It was a similar game as last year. And we folded up shop. And again, we just powered it through, man. So I'm super stoked about it. So I thought it was a pretty good performance for us. So did you see Grantham on the sidelines after the missed field goal?
No, I was running through my house and
shit. Oh, you gotta see the clip of that, man.
Yeah, you should see the clip of me.
It was. Oh, I'm sure.
I almost broke my neck jumping over the couch.
We were nuts. We were buying everybody shots. It was awesome, man. So.
All right, man. Tennessee up next, dog.
I'll be there. Is Kev there? Because I just realized watching Temple play today that Miami's paying Temple for a better coach. Like,
yeah.
Miami is paying.
Shout out to Miami.
Miami is paying for Temple's coach, and he's way better than Manny. So
suck it, Kev. All right. Thanks, caller. He really got you, Kev.
I don't think Kev gives a shit about Temple. But that was an impressive win by Temple. They kind of manhandled the Terps of Maryland. Berg's friends.
Unbelievable, man. The heartbreak I endure from week to week.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's the Berg curse, man. These people start balling this shit, but did NC State lose today too?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on, man? It's same minute as Sunday, bro. I need some winter shit going on. You won?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
The vibes.
We're hanging out.
Hey, man, that game was fucking insane.
Which one?
Whew. Bro, my heart rate was fucking going crazy.
Dude, that sound like a Florida State game to you, Bird? You talking about which one?
It doesn't.
Okay, cool.
Nah, man. Yo, by the way, on that Florida State shit, the last play, I don't get why everyone is hating on it so much. I mean, it almost caught the defense off guard. They were just on point with it, honestly.
Then they didn't catch them off guard.
But it could have. It very well could have.
Definitely could have. A lot of shit could have happened, but what happens to every Florida State game is what happened. A second half meltdown is what happened.
Nah, I feel you, man. Bro, I ain't worried about this game too much. I mean, biggest takeaways, 33 can't defend in passing downs, and that's why Bernie being out was huge. Zuniga didn't play at all, pretty much. Our best corner was out. All of that can get fixed, honestly.
I don't know. I mean, those guys being out, what were huge blows? You talking about, I mean, the three that was out, Tony, Henderson, and Zoo, probably your best three players on the team. You know what I'm saying? If you look at it on paper. So them three being out was huge, but I think our issues are in the offensive trenches. Like, we gotta fix something, man. We gotta either run on the edge, misdirection.
It looked better when Garage came in the game.
It did, but Garage is still swimming a little bit, like, information-wise. He has the mentality you want out of a lineman. I just think he's drowning a bit. That's why he was behind DeLance. But once DeLance got out, it did look better. DeLance blew some easy, like, I mean, you just give Franks a second, bro, and we finna hit something big. And holding calls. We had two touchdowns called back from holding calls, man. That wasn't even necessary.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. And also, I don't know why everybody's freaking out. Like, yeah, Trask played great, but am I the only one who realized that the O-line and the play calling was just 10 times better as soon as Felipe came off the field? Like,
you think it's a conspiracy?
I think the urgency was different. Like, people don't, like, it's a lot going on. I think people don't really, like, realize game situations and shit like that. I mean, your starting quarterback just went down. You're down 21-10. You got to get some points. How many more possessions you got? So, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, he abandoned the run because at that point, we got to air it out.
Yeah.
I mean, that first pass, I think it was to Swain on the boundary where he rolled mm-hmm. out and hit Swain on the boundary. That was a great throw. But everything else was pretty much wide open.
A scheme, yeah. I mean, it's just scheme stuff open. Dan knows what each guy can do and what they're good at. So, I mean, the game plan is going to be a little different with him calling for Trask because he's going to cater to what Trask is good at. He can't mm-hmm. have him go do throws that Frank he can't hit. His arm is not as big as Felipe. So I think the playbook, like, we're getting some third and longs. You're going to see we people got mad today and we were throwing fucking shovel screens and tunnel screens and shit on third and 12s and shit because, like, his arm ain't the same. He can't do the same, mm-hmm. make the same throws that Frank can make. So the play is going to be a little different.
And those long passing downs, we don't have the time. For a long developing out or a deep post.
I think he had decent time today besides the breakdowns. The few breakdowns we had from I don't know, man. Buchanan was getting fucking mauled as well, bro. I mean, he was getting his shit pushed in.
I mean, our most experienced guy looked worse today.
Yeah. I don't know. We got some shit to fix on the line, bro. Like, they gotta figure that shit out. Hopefully it's Garage coming in and DeLance going out. I wouldn't even mind mm-hmm. seeing Ethan White come in just from an energy standpoint. He moved people around. I just don't know the plays, but it's hard to just throw a young guy out there and they really don't know what's going on. But He's big and he moves shit around. Hey, appreciate you for hanging out with us, man. We gotta keep rolling. We got a shitload of callers.
So who do you like at running back for the Gators? So who would be the most effective with in these times?
I mean, Damien Pierce I've been saying it for like 2 weeks now. Like, his burst is different.
What happened to Malik? Just not back from the injury?
No, I think Malik too. I want Malik. I would like that's what I was tweeting about today during the game. I would rather see Malik get those carries than P-Ryan. Now, I've been saying it for a couple weeks because I just think we're not holding holes open long enough for P-Ryan to get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a different downhill type running back. He got to get going. He's not going to make nobody miss. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got good vision and shit, but he's not that type of back. But I think Malik, if he can make a guy miss, he got the ability to make somebody miss and take it to the crib. Same thing with Pierce. They just run a little different. It's a different burst out of their stance. And P-Ryan's not, like, exploding out of his stance and running downhill like that. I don't know what everybody else seeing, but I'm not seeing him coming downhill and exploding out of his stance and running like he's trying to go get an NFL check. That's just me. So get a young buck the ball. I mean, we had the same line when Pierce got in. That shit looked different. I mean, he ain't take it to the crib, but it looked different when he got in there. We'll see how it goes. I'm pretty sure the coach is seeing something.
Yo!
It's the roll
up. Is it the roll up? The roll up?
It is the roll up. Hey,
it's the big 3-0.
Hey, give me 5 seconds. Give me 5 seconds. I'm walking outside of the bar that I'm in right now. Give me bird, 5 seconds. 5 seconds. Bird. Hold up. I'll be right back. All right, 5 seconds. Dog, I promise you.
I don't know if you
He's been saying give me 5 seconds for 10 seconds, bro.
Is it Greg Brunt? Who is this?
You hang up on the money, man, dog. Gotta make sure.
I'm trying to figure out if I should hang up.
What's the number? Does the number say 954-589-2224?
Hey, boys, what y'all on? What y'all on tonight?
You were about to get hung up on.
No, hey, is that Berg? Is that Berg out here?
Yeah, be careful.
Berg. Hey, Berg's the word.
Hey, hold up. Berg's the word. Hey, let me talk to y'all, boys, tonight. I'm a Florida Gator fan. We're calling in. Let me talk to you about Kyle Trask tonight.
Talk that shit.
Kyle Trask. Kyle Trask is what you get. Kyle Trask is what you get when you come into a winning program.
That's
what
I said.
You come into a winning program, a backup quarterback that understands what it means to have football IQ, understands the playbook, and the better team wins at the end of the day. That's what it boils down to. That's what it boils down to. William the Pussy Poppers. You will never see that. You will never see that out there. Hey, listen to me, man. I'll be real with you. I was a little scared tonight, but at the end of the day, the better team found a way to win. The better team found a way to win.
I'm gonna tell you what my man Mark Stoops gonna think about for the rest of this season. Every night he go to bed, he's going for it on fourth down. If he would have punted the ball and been a little bit more humbler, he probably had a better outcome in this game, but he got a little hot in the pants to try this. You know, he got too big for his britches. You feel me? So Daddy Dan had to spank his ass.
Mullen got a little cocky. Mullen got a little cocky for sure. Now,
I don't know what the hell. I'm talking about Stoops when he went for it on fourth. That's what changed the game.
Yeah.
They turned it over on downs after that. Like, the momentum just kicked in. That's how college football works, man. So Daddy Mullen had to spank them britches. Shout out to the Kentucky Wildcats, though, man. Good game.
I agree. Hey, Silk, though, I want to hear your opinion, man. Like, for real, this game kind of reset expectations for me personally a little bit on the season.
Absolutely.
We're not beating these SEC teams the way that we should be beating them in terms of talent on the field. We still,
man,
like I said,
that shit is not
team,
no cakewalk
the
no
better
more,
team
bro.
Found a way
like
to
Scott
win with all
said,
that
man,
matters.
That shit is not no cakewalk no more. Like, Kentucky's going to be a game for us every year. I don't give a shit what's going on. Like, Mark Stoops got a real program going
on. Stoops
they
coaches his ass off, though.
Yeah, they're evaluating guys. They're developing guys. Like, Stoops got something like, they ain't no nothing goofy or nothing like trick plays. No, they're playing football. Like, they got big guys in the trenches that are moving. They offensive line was better than ours. Like, it wasn't even close.
I agree, man. I agree.
So, like, everybody acting like, we play Kentucky and we barely beat Kentucky. No, Kentucky out here, dog. They're going to give us a problem every year. That shit ain't going nowhere. It's not 1997, bro.
I agree, man. We got
We'll see, man. We'll see. I mean, it's going to boil down to Auburn. I mean, Florida State's going to be a little cakewalk, but Auburn game, LSU, that's going to determine our season, whether we're Sugar Bowl bound or fucking, you know.
Yep. Those three games, man. Bound, Auburn, Georgia, LSU is pretty much our season.
That's it, man.
Yep.
But, hey, but I want to say, man, I love what y'all are doing with the Big Three Roll-Up Network, man. I'm a huge Stadium McGill fan. You, Ahmad, and Dan holding it down. Y'all are doing
appreciate
great work.
It, dog. Appreciate yeah, it, dog. Go appreciate back to the
you.
Bar
yeah,
but
I,
and tell
I,
them shots
I had
you.
To come out. Hey,
I want to go spend some money, Bird. Wake up tomorrow, look at that credit card. Like, what the fuck happened last night?
No, it's when you get up and you pull them receipts out your pocket, dog. You're like, no. You're trying to, like, the hangover, trying to retrace your steps
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
remember going to Monroe's, goddammit.
How did this happen? And then you, because you always keep the copy of the receipt that don't have the tip on it. You'd be like, man, what the fuck? Oh, I tip these people.
Then you got to wait like 4 days and shit.
Yo.
I'm
here. What's up, gentlemen?
How you we doing? Cooling, man.
Man, I'm
my house.
Lots of winning shit. I just want to say my heart was racing pretty much the whole game.
Already.
Shout out to Felipe, man. Get better, dude. We'll see you next year.
Already.
But fuck, man. Fuck Kentucky, bro. Fuck those motherfuckers. That was great. Jonathan Grenard at the end of the game, even better. Kind of wish they would have planted the flag on their asses, but Nick Buchanan gave them the one dude, the linebacker for Kentucky, who did that little water bottle bullshit last year, gave it back to him this year. So I'm all about that.
Oh yeah, you showed him.
Yo,
damn right.
Hey Bird, hey Bird, bro,
fucking shit up.
Hey Bird. What the fuck, bro? What the fuck is going on? Seriously, no. I'm gonna
right here. All right, listen.
No. I'm not even gonna talk shit to you.
What the fuck, bro?
What the fuck, bro?
Bro,
what the fuck?
Like when you don't even really ask a question, but everybody knows the shit.
Damn, bro.
Like,
I mean. What the fuck?
Like
but anyways,
you thought they were gonna pull off the upset, didn't you? When you
I did, the field I goal, did,
you
I did. Yeah, no,
refs,
I thought you guys were gonna get one.
Y'all ass out, Bird.
Bird.
The refs gave y'all some bullshit to keep y'all in that bitch, dog. Like those y'all.
What was it four penalties on the last drive? Four penalties on the last drive for Florida State, all first downs. Still couldn't score. But
yeah,
I was a little disappointed in Virginia, fucking rushing the field. Against the, you know, again, what the fuck? You rushed the field for beating Florida State? I mean, I don't know.
Sad.
Hey, that was a little
sad.
Whack.
You're right. It's sad. Hey, all right.
That was whack.
That
was whack.
You gotta realize that it's Virginia, bro.
Yeah.
I know.
Like,
yeah, I mean, that's true.
They're Virginia.
The Big Three Roll-Up is keeping Florida State is like a marquee
the logo,
win.
The logo still carries weight, obviously. So,
bro, I'm going to tell you, bro, the Big Three is definitely going to have to do some rethinking next year if it ends up Florida State doing what if they just keep losing.
Yeah, man, no,
I mean, we're going to have to get UCS in this motherfucker because
resourceful UCF people, so that's the only reason Burke's still here.
That's
not
we might just have to, you don't want a little ankle biter on the show.
We might just have to change the name, dog, but we got to keep Bird.
Yeah.
I'll just buy it.
Oh my god.
All we need USF to blow up, dog, because he won't leave the Tampa
man.
Area for the show. So
I'll take a few same energy Sunday.
That's terrible. But I appreciate the call, gentlemen. You know, go Gators and fuck Berg, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Already, bro. You go enjoy life, bro, like a winner should.
Yeah, go ahead, Kev.
Like, Bethany knows that I do this. Like, I've told her all day, like, I'm doing this shit tonight. But if I wasn't on this podcast and I was just out on the phone fucking at 12:30 yelling and shit, she would definitely come out like, what the fuck are you talking to, bro?
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely.
What the fuck you got going on?
Man.
But I like it.
I love it.
Go ahead, Berg.
I like doing these night shows. Like this stuff.
I don't know.
I like getting the energy right after the game.
Yeah, yo,
we got a caller.
Man, you won or you lost, bro?
Oh,
Bro, I won. I'm 3-0, baby.
You 3-0.
No vibes. Trey
ball.
I think you won
Gators.
It.
You don't even know what it feel like.
I ain't like them bitches down in Tallahassee, bro. It ain't like
you don't even know how it feel to lose yet,
no
bro.
No cursing on the show. Easy.
Kick your feet up, dog. This my shit day. Well, it's a little bit of Kev. Kev's got
it's mine. I'm 1-0 this week.
Yeah, Kev 1-0. Kev got new.
He's on some
show.
New bullshit.
Let Kev smoke that cigar, the victory cigar, bro.
Hey, tell him, dog. They try to knock
fuck FSU
out.
All day though. That's what I'm on. But anyway, yeah, we got that fucking win. Trask looked good though. Sorry that had to happen to Felipe, bro.
Trask, yeah, man, you've been Trask Hive, haven't you? Like, I can tell. Have you?
What?
Have you been Trask Hive?
No, I'm not Trask Hive, bro. I'm just orange and blue all the way. Don't matter who's that quarterback for me.
Oh, really, dog?
I like
it. Oh, really, dog? You know what I'm saying? He's just out here. Whoever, they can throw motherfucking Trey on back out back there. He going to be cheering. He don't give a shit.
Bro, hey, just win, baby. That's my mentality.
Already. Now, we got to beat the shit out of the Tennessee
bro,
ancestors next week.
Bro, I fucking hate them dudes, bro. Went to that 2015 game down in Florida. Had to sit amongst all them Tennessee fans, bro. Watch some old people cry when Callaway scored that touchdown. Fuck them.
All right, dog. We got to keep it moving, bro. Go do some winning shit for your boy, man.
Go to bed, maybe.
Go to bed. You can't, like, when you're 3-0, you just can't be going to sleep and shit, Kev.
Yeah, you gotta cherish every minute of this
shit.
Yeah. I like it.
You gotta cherish that shit.
I'm gonna stay up until next week, dog. We're 1-0, dog.
Take your ass to bed, bro. No sleep. I feel you.
Bro, you need to get to bed, though, dog.
Hey, man, things are upbeat in Tallahassee after this loss, dog. I already know. I don't even think nobody's mad. I think they just like,
it's a good
really,
loss.
Yeah, it's a good loss.
They got a lot to build on off this one.
Oh, my God.
Al Golden started blaming having too many night games, dog. So if Willie don't do that shit, it might be all right. It's hard to make the team stay focused all day.
Bert, did we talk about what happened to DJ Matthews?
No. We'll talk about it on the big show.
Oh, on the big show.
This might be the new big show.
It might be the big show. This is the big show. Oh, that's a winner's yo. That's a winner.
What's going on now? Yeah, you know what's energy here, man.
I can tell.
Man, 3-0.
Already.
What we hollering about?
We just kicking it, man. I'm on here with a couple 1-2 cats, man. But Kev 1-0
this week, dog.
Yeah, Kev, I mean, man. That's how when you rebuild it, you got to take a winning game at a time.
Man, look, that 1-2 ain't looking good for neither of them boys, man. Hey. Them boys got to get right, man. Stop after the one when you talk to me, dog. It's one.
Kev, I mean, y'all had a little easy game today with BCU, man. You know what I'm saying? That was a little practice run, but y'all got to bounce back next week. You feel me?
They play Central Michigan, dog.
Hey, I'm okay. Y'all straight. Y'all got another little practice game.
Woo!
Call them field games, though.
The boy about to get the 500 on you, boy.
Yeah, okay. Hey.
They don't want to see me winning, goddamn it. We get two.
They don't want to see
you problem again.
Hey, Cub, who you got in the Florida State Miami game?
Man, that's hard, man. That's hard. I like choosing between the Jets and the Dolphins, man. That's kind of hard right now. I'll probably go Miami, man. I'm tired of seeing Willie throw that ball behind the scrimmage, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? I'll probably go Miami on that one, man.
Willie ain't never gonna be Miami, dog. Give that shit out of him.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Miami on that one, man. If Willie make it to Miami, I ain't never known Florida State to get rid of nobody before the season over. But if he make it to Miami, I'm gonna go ahead and go Miami. You feel me?
For sure. All right, dog. Yeah, appreciate you for coming and hanging out, man. How you feel about the Trask Hive, man? My dog Trask took off.
Hey, look. So I was talking to my pops today, man. I was like, man, how do you coaches can't tell how these backups play and practice, but I mean, if you look at it, you know, Clemson did the same thing with their quarterback.
Alabama did the same thing with their quarterback 2 years ago. So, I mean, I like what I've seen from Trask, though, man. He's very poised in that pocket. You know, he reads defense better than Felipe. So, I like Trask, man. I'm looking forward to see how he can do for the rest of the season.
You compared it to Alabama and Clemson?
No, I ain't compared it to Alabama and Clemson.
Oh, you said they did
the situation. Like a quarterback coming in.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely compared to Alabama and Clemson, though. But yeah, I like what
I think we're gonna see.
I think those two guys like won the job, right? It wasn't because of injury. Them guys like won the job, I think.
Well, they won the job, but I mean the way that Trask came in, he's like, come on, he questioned like, come on, this dude is playing like this. How can you not tell that he could play like this in practice? You feel me? But I mean, I'm not at practice, so I can't really tell what they said.
No, he wasn't outperforming the practice. I don't think we know a whole lot about Kyle Trask right now. I think we've seen a couple series in the second half. When you're down, a team that had no film on him, they don't know his tendencies and what they really want to call for him. And I think that, and vice versa, us playing them, we didn't have no film on their quarterback. And I think that kind of threw us off. I think Grantham was swimming and trying to figure shit out for a little bit because, I mean, the way they run it with Terry Wilson is not how they ran it with this cat, man, this Warrior cat. So it was a totally different thing. We had no film on this dude. So that kind of hindered us as well, but... We're gonna find out more about Franks.
How you feel about Marco, man? I
kind of
felt like he got picked on a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he's in position, but I think Marco needs to work on his ball skills. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's never like just out of position. It's when the ball's in there, he's not making a play on the ball. But I mean, them Kentucky wide receivers built like fucking Megatron.
Hey, they big.
I had no idea them dudes that big, bro. So. But yeah, Marco is just, even with the pass interferences, I think when the ball is in the air, he's in position, but he's getting too jittery. He's not himself. He's not 100% himself. You know what I'm saying? I think he'll be back next year. I don't think he's going to go leave early or nothing like that. I think he's not fully himself. He'll probably get back in his groove late in the season, but right now he's not himself.
Well, that's real, man. I'm
tackling as well, not just covering.
Tackling.
Yeah.
I feel like David Reese, too, man. David Reese is getting picked on a little bit, but. You know, he played a lot of scrimmage very well tonight, so that kind of helped him bounce back, too.
For sure. All right, dog. We got to keep moving, dog.
Appreciate you, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Big three roll.
Man, finish giving me, like, niggas so giving me some energy and love.
That was about to be on the big three promo, dog.
Yeah.
Shit.
Nigga gassing us up, and you just hang up on nigga gassing us up and you know, give us props.
No, I need that shit, Berg. I need fucking words of affirmation, dog. That's my love language, dog. Don't be hanging up on these motherfuckers like that, bro.
Got any more callers or is that it?
I'm pretty sure you got more. How long we been on, Ken?
Been on about
Yo, what's going on, man? It's the roll up same as the Sunday, baby.
Man, what it is?
Winter shit. Up. You know how it go, G.
Yeah.
You won?
What's good?
Oh, shit. Hello?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, dog. Hey.
You can't be talking
crazy.
Yeah,
man, I'm drunk. My bad, dog.
It's all good. What's going on with you? You won? You lost? What's the vibe?
Oh man, I'm lit. You know what I'm saying? You know, Trask had to show up in Houston, motherfucking Texas, dog. Rocking, dog. Man, fell in the motherfucking building. You feel me?
Texas gunslinger, bro. I like that shit.
I had to show y'all how them Texas boys get down, man.
Already, dog. Already. Shout out to the homie Kyle Trask, man. He pulled up. You know what I'm saying? Let his nuts hang. Fresh out the gate, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Boys.
You know what I'm saying? The lights went too big. He was chilling. That little pitchback shit was, because when he cocked his arm back, I was like, what the fuck Kyle got going on? They were like, oh, man, shit.
Dog, so shout out to
Kyle, bro.
That shit. Oh, man, I almost lost my shit. He did that one. I ain't going to lie to you, man.
Those are types of plays that go south a lot, though.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about, Kevin. I say, like, I love, like, we won and Kyle did, but it's some shit he did, like, several times. It's like, yeah, you can't really do that shit. Like, even a two-point conversion, that shit should have been crib. Like, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that was a lot of that shit ain't going to work versus better competition, man. A lot of that shit ain't going to work, but, hey,
yeah.
I ain't going to lie, man. We got the dub, so.
All right.
These next couple hours, man, is all I can care about.
Yeah,
man.
Kick your feet that. Up. Yeah,
yeah, sorry. Man. I review the game tomorrow, man. But Big Kush, yeah. Hey, shout out to still Big Kush over here. You
Big
feel
Kush.
Me?
Big Kush. Hey, shout out, man. I should have. My brother's out in Houston last week, man. I could have linked y'all up to hang out and whatnot.
My brother lives in Houston now, dog.
Your brother lives in Houston?
Word up.
They moved to Houston not too long ago.
All right, Carl, we appreciate you.
All right, hold it down, cuz. Trash Hive calling in from Texas.
Buzzing.
Dog, we might get like a whole new like Texas listenership.
We might if Kyle take off.
Gunslinger, dog. What?
Hey, I'm like, we're on the show right now, but everybody's probably retweeting all my Kyle trash slander, bro. There's so much of it out there, dog. It's probably, I'm probably littered on the timeline right now.
Hello?
Yo, what's going on, man? It's the Trash Hive calling you, baby.
You already know, baby. What's going on?
Big Kush, baby. Big wins, Big Kush. You already know how we do it, baby, in Gainesville.
Well, man, it's Tay, man. Tay DZ31, man. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
What's going on?
I'm a diehard Gator fan. Just got on the road back from the game now. Oh, man, I thought it was over for us, man. I said it's about to be a long. I still think it's gonna be a long season, man. But
yeah,
we got some stuff to work on, man. Big time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we gotta do a lot of growing up, man. The next few weeks, man. We'll see. You know what I'm saying? Like I just like the way these guys are just not quitting. They playing four quarters of football. Even the Miami game is sloppy games, but we're finding a way to win. So, you know what I'm saying? That's a good sign. They're buying in. But like from a standpoint of like executing with the offensive line and shit like that, they gotta clean that shit up. It's so bad.
Here's what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is the only way to clean that up is we banking on Hevesy. And these guys coaching them up. But if they can't coach them up, then we got to recruit. And we ain't looking too hot right there on the O-line front. So I don't know what's going to have to happen. Because if you look at that last play where Josh Hammond scored, if they would have ran that ball, we got stuff. They pushed it all the way back in the back. But I'm like, what's going on? So that's the major problem, man. Mullen's going to have to get more creative, stop running up the middle. All the time, and
I think a lot of those guys too, man. Like, I mean, it's just not their guys. Like, they're smaller than the type of guys that haven't seen and them are bringing in now. Like, they're bringing in huge guys. You look at DeLance and Buchanan. They're not big guys, bro. Like, they're smaller. Nah. They're on the smaller side. No matter what Savage do to them, they're just not real big dudes. So it's a different type of body type that. The heavy seeing Mullen want to play and they want to run downhill at teams, but and they don't have those bodies right now.
Yeah.
That shit shows up.
That's going to be our Achilles going forward. I'm walking to my car and I say, you know, I get on my phone. I said, Florida State done lost. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I got some Texas in there. See, my boy is Coach Pimbleton, Coach Pimp. I went to middle school with him.
You know shit.
So, he's from Louisville.
Why you ain't call him when he padded up like that and tell him to stop?
You guys play Xbox?
He'd be on the PlayStation.
Okay. We know that.
I know about it. And I seen him at a party but right before the season started back home. And I said, y'all got us last year, but we're going to get y'all, beat y'all ass this year. I said, dude, you can't really believe that shit, dude. You know what I'm saying? Please stop it. So I'm going to send him a text. I'm going to wait. You know what I mean? I'm going to wait. I ain't going to mess with him right now. They down bad.
Yeah.
But.
Nah, you gotta get them when it sets in, though. It'll hurt worse in the morning anyway.
Yeah.
Right now, it's just like
right now, like
he's just mad. He'll probably forget about that shit.
Yeah, his phone going dumb. He ain't answering none of them shit. Tomorrow, like he's like this motherfucker.
Hey, but at the end of the day, like no. At the end of the day, shit, we 3-0, baby.
That's it, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Headed back to the swamp. Hey, man, can't ask for nothing more. Got out of Lexington with a win. I was up in that section with that Florida shirt on. He's looking at me funny. And Harry got the hell up out of there. Going back to Louisville. So
glad you made it out safe, bro.
I appreciate y'all calling me, man.
When you get back to the crib, you go do some winter shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
You already know what I'm about to do. You know, I'm going to go home and find some cheeks to get into.
Already. Winter cheeks. Ain't nothing like winter cheeks. Yeah. Bird can't get the winter cheeks tonight.
Yes, sir. But y'all
cheeks
boys
are cheeks.
Easy,
all right.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. Them
cheeks slap different when you win, Bird.
No, I'm pretty sure they don't.
Yes, they do, bro. I'm telling you. from experience, dog. They slapped it. Cam, do the Chiefs not slap different after a win?
Well, see, I'm kind of fucked up because I won, but Bethany lost. So, I don't know the Chiefs like, but it'd be aggressive Cheeks, dog. So it's good. It's tough, but it's good. You know what I mean?
That's a piece of what's good.
I can see where your problem's at, bro.
It's a quandary. I'll report back next week.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, what's going on, man? Same as your Sunday. We hanging out. Talking self celebratory Cheeks.
You got
wins?
Hey,
so, figure out a way to pull it out.
Yeah, that's what I said. Gotta figure out where to pull it out. We pulled it out, dog. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Florida Gators, dog. Who you got for the MVP, man?
Are we still talking about Cheeks?
A little bit.
Pulling out MVP. I gotta put my man Trask, man. You know, he came in, he stepped in the pressure. He delivered. You know, I don't think he was the best choice coming into the season. His strength was still available. Obviously, it's still 2-2, but, you know, he has to figure out where to...
All right, we got to hang on. All right, man, I had to abort that. Sorry. I'll just talk about Cheeks.
The Cheek, the bird, I'm telling you, dog. I know, your old lady don't really watch football, but so the Cheeks don't really affect, like, her in that manner, but from your standpoint...
It's definitely a different energy.
I'm slapping.
It's definitely a different energy.
I'm slapping different.
Yeah, the Cheeks slap different. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like it ain't just, it's the whole thing, bro.
Yeah, it's
it slaps.
Yeah, because when we lose, I ain't focused on the task at hand, though. I'm still thinking about that third and long. Last week I was thinking about 4th and 17.
The voicemail box of 3-5.
But now thinking you got
about,
that.
Yeah, I was thinking about 4th and 17, but I couldn't get it right, dog.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Now you got that winner stroke going.
Yeah.
It just slapped it. Different.
Now I might break through the
okay, vasectomy. I kind of understand.
Yeah, I might break through the vasectomy tonight, goddamn. We might have a kid in 9 months.
That's what big blowouts do to you, bro. Bird, when the next time you think y'all gonna Florida State blow a team out? Like, how long you like? How
Arkansas
far away y'all
State?
Do shit like?
Arkansas State.
Well, they play Alabama State. You think you'll blow them out?
Alabama State.
Are they better than ULM?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think? You have no fucking clue.
Nobody keeps up with these shitty teams.
Bro, I don't even know what conference they're in. Do you?
You if they say Alabama, I wouldn't even know what state that shit was in. You know what I mean?
It was same energy right. Sunday.
We good on same energy Sunday. I feel like we've hit
our we hit our threshold. I think we hit our threshold.
Yeah, we good. It's 12:45. People are starting to
we're all good.
Kev, you got your first.
Then we hit probably 12-15 callers. So
15 callers. All right, Kev, take us out. What do you want to play?
Oh man! All right,
first win of the season. Join the club.
Two of us won, dog. Two of us are 1-0 this week. So we'll go two dope boys and a Cadillac. Outcast.
I got the Cadillac.
Pull that bitch around, Bird.
We out, chill.